Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson on reverse reverb techniques for drum and bass. I'm pumped to walk you through studio-ready workflows that make snares, vocal stabs, and stabs feel cinematic, tense, and properly DNB. Think 170 to 176 BPM energy. I'll guide you through exact device chains, actionable settings, CPU-friendly resampling tips, and arrangement ideas. Let's get into it. Part 1. Quick overview and the idea behind it. Reverse reverb is simple in concept but powerful in practice. You take a sound, flip it, create a reverb tail, capture that wet tail, flip it back, and the result is a swelling, forward-moving sound that leads into your transient. The goal is to have that swell land cleanly on your snare or drop hit and add tension without muddying the low end. Two common workflows work well. Flip the clip first, reverb it and resample, or send the flipped clip to a return with reverb and resample the return. Both give the same forward swell after you reverse the captured wet audio. Part 2. The fast, reliable method, step by step. 1. Load your snare on an audio track or in simpler and place the hit where you want it in arrangement. 2. Duplicate that track. Mute the duplicate for now. We'll use it to make the reversed reverb. 3. On the duplicate, flip the clip. In clip view, click reverse. In simpler, use the reverse button. 4. Add Ableton's reverb after the reversed clip. Use these starting settings for around 174 BPM, size around 50 to 70%, decay time between 1.0 and 3.5 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it, diffusion at 100% for a dense tail, warmth or color lightly 0 to 6, high cut around 6 to 8 kHz to darken the top, dry slash wet at 100% so you record only the tail. 5. Insert an EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass the wet tail at roughly 200 to 400 Hz to avoid mud. If it sounds boxy, take a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass anywhere near 10 kHz if it's too bright. 6. Optional. Add saturator or drum bus after the EQ for bite. A couple of dB of drive, soft clip style. 7. Capture the wet output to audio. 2 reliable options. Resampling. Create a new audio track. Set input to resampling, arm it, solo the reversed reverb track, and record the tail. Freeze and flatten or export slash render the duplicate track to a wet audio file. 8. Disable or mute the reversed, processed source. Select the recorded wet clip and flip it back. Now the reverb tail plays forward into your snare. 9. Align the flipped wet audio so its swell ends exactly on the snare transient. Trim and nudge by samples if you need to. 10. Mix basics. Add utility to control stereo width. Start around 120% for atmosphere. Reduce if you get phase issues. Blend the swell so it lives under the transient. Usually between -6 and -12 dB relative to the snare is a good starting point. Teacher tip. Always name your resampled files clearly, like revsnare1-8bright.wav. It saves so much time when you're arranging. Part 3. The return track method for multiple hits. If you want the same reverb across several hits, set up a return track with reverb at 100% wet. Send the reversed clip to that return at full send, then resample the return output. This is faster for consistent tails across many elements and keeps your session tidy. Part 4. Polishing, timing and rhythm. Use fades at the start and end of the flipped audio to avoid clicks. Prefer trimming to using extreme warp modes, but small time stretches are fine. At DNB tempos, try pre-hit lengths like 1/8 or 1/4 bar for snares, shorter for fast fills. For rhythmic complexity, duplicate a reversed reverb and offset copies by 16th notes to build rolling pre-hit textures. Part 5. A darker, heavier chain for neuro and dark step. After you've flipped and aligned the wet audio, run this chain. 1. EQ 8 high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. 2. Saturator set to soft clip with 2 to 6 dB drive for grit. 3. The Lu compressor with a fast attack and medium release to gently glue the tail. 4. Utility to set width between 90 and 110% depending on taste. 5. Optional redux or overdrive very subtly for extra dirt. For sidechain safety, put a compressor after saturator with sidechain input from your kick or main snare. Try ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5ms, release 100 to 250ns, and set the threshold so the tail ducks, just enough to keep the low end clean. Pro tip. Pitching the recorded tail down by 2 to 12 semitones before flipping gives a descending harmonic motion that feels ominous when it resolves on the hit. Use clip transpose or simpler slash sampler to do this. Part 6. Layering and advanced variations. A great pro move is to layer three reverse tails. Layer A, short and bright, lightly saturated. Layer B, medium, filtered, a little worse for wear. Layer C, long, pitched down, low passed for sub-ish weight. Pan them slightly, and treat mid and side differently so you keep the center punch intact. Extra sound design tricks. Insert grain delay before resampling for micro motion. Do band split reverse by creating parallel chains for low, mid and high with different reverb sizes. Create time smear by resampling multiple stretched versions and layering them. Part 7. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't keep low frequencies in the reverb tail. HBF the wet signal from about 200 to 400 Hz. Avoid leaving 100% wet reverb on the source track without resampling. It's a CPU trap and hard to edit. If the tail masks your transient, duck it with sidechain instead of turning it down blindly. Check mono compatibility. Wide reverse tails can collapse poorly. If the swell kills the snare in mono, reduce side content or use M/SEQ. Part 8. Useful workflow and mapping advice. Use an audio effect rack to keep all processing in one place and map macros for quick experimentation. Tail length, brightness, low cut, grit, width, and duck depth. That way you can audition variations in seconds and automate tension curves through an arrangement. Part 9. Mini practice exercise. Do this in 15 to 25 minutes. 1. This audio version is shortened for playback.